You're listening to a podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants with hosts Willie Dills, Chad King, and Ben Lee.
Let's go, Giants! SF Giants! Let's go, Giants! SF Giants!
Dedicated to the greatest team in Major League Baseball history, the San Francisco Giants, this is Torture Cast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Torture Cast, the podcast on an iPhone by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. This is just a short, we're just going to talk for a moment. My name is Willie Dills. I'm here with Chad King and Ben Lee and Little Jen, who does a Giants blog called GiantBabies.net, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Baby giraffes and
no
the babies. Giants.
No
what?
Babies.
No babies?
No.
It's called Little Giants.
Yeah.
Dot org?
It's a nonprofit.
All right.
Membership. Screw somebody into talking before you get
I know, yeah. So. All right. She's joining us as well. Me and Jen worked briefly, very briefly, for the Bone and KNBR a long time ago. And she happened to be in the press box with us today for the longest clusterfuck of Giants baseball I've ever seen in my life. Well, I don't know. Do we really want to talk? Like, we don't need to rehash this, right? We can just bring up a couple of points here and there.
Sandy Rosario looked okay after the wild pitch.
Okay. Is that really the only thing you brought away from this game?
That's well, I mean, he grabs his junk a lot. We got that.
Oh, that's right. Now we know that Sandy Rosario
extra points to Brian Murphy on Twitter for pointing that out. As soon as I saw it, like, instance, I read that on Twitter, looked up, and it was just a hand down the pants.
Okay. Hand down the pants. Yeah. Okay, so...
Which is a good metaphor for this entire game, in a way.
Let's just real quick... let's just real quick...
Giants scratch their junk.
So this game...
Lose in 13.
This game...
We haven't actually had anything to drink yet.
No.
We just sound like it.
All right, I'm going to take my shot now.
You know what? That's okay. What 13... That's what 13...
Chad, you talk for a second.
Oh, okay. So Will Venable, he needs to be... have his kneecaps taken off because he pretty much saved the game for the Padres and...
I think that we should get him out of the Padres and into an acting career doing Man of Steel, because that was a pretty good Superman impression. I'd be much happier if he was doing it on a camera and not on the field against the Giants.
So, yeah, since Gregor Blanco in the perfect game, I haven't seen a better catch.
No, not at all.
Agreed.
MLB immediately retweeted it. Said,
yep.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, they said,
oh,
you know,
God.
Clip coming shortly. That it was that important, and also that late in the night, that they wanted to make sure the East Coast was doing something
going on.
Happen.
No, the game was over if he doesn't make that catch.
Well, I mean, everybody on the East Coast who was awake at like 2 a.m. now knew something was happening over on the other side of the
sure.
Yeah, Juan Perez would have been the hero because earlier he had gunned down.
He gunned somebody at third,
At third, which probably saved a run in the top of the ninth.
Saved the Giants. And yeah.
Right. So, I mean,
but okay, wait a minute. Though Jen knows Will Venable.
I don't know Will Venable.
You guys hang out all the time, right? You taught him how to make catches.
That's all right, obviously.
I don't know why you would do that.
The same wingspan as him, clearly.
I would actually like to see you recreate that moment where he got that. We'll go outside after this and we'll just toss a ball lightly and you can dive backwards.
I would never.
What is the connection? What is the connection that you have to the Venables?
His dad was my brother's Little League coach in San Rafael Little League and...
So you guys are best friends.
Best friends.
So we're talking...
Clearly.
So we're basically playing... We're playing 6 degrees of the Giants just lost today.
6 degrees of Venable?
Yeah. 6 degrees of Will Venable.
I've never met Will Venable.
I'm going to lose that game a lot.
Yeah, I hope I never meet or see or hear a Will Venable ever again,
he
actually.
Is he a Giants fan?
His dad played for the Giants.
He must have, yeah.
Max Venable?
Yeah, I imagine, so.
But
you
know what, to me,
Venable.
Now he just moved himself right into the territory of some of the biggest... You know, Giants, haters, problems that we've run across, right?
Come on, I refuse to rank Will Venable above Scott Hairston.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's not ever going to be on the level of a Hairston.
Hairston, I think he's hitting over 1,000 against the Giants, to be honest.
You know, I just was worried you were going to do something really just like a total knee-jerk reaction. Just like... I wanted to keep you from flying off the handle. Like, Hairston has to keep that spot.
That's true. Okay. Hairston's... any Hairston. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Barney Hairston could come through this town.
Edwina Hairston of the... Norfolk Hairston.
Today, by the way, Will Clark, Autism Day, Awareness Day. That was probably the highlight of the day. Everything else after that, all downhill.
The Turtle Cast strongly approves of autism awareness, just not autism absolutely. Awareness day.
Yeah, well, look, it was 5 hours of absolute torture. You gotta say, like,
this is probably the most torturous torture cast we've had since the 2-hour season preview we did a year and a half ago.
So Barry Zito was clearly supposed to win this game. He doesn't get a decision early on. And then we're supposed to win this game in, what was that, the 11th or the 10th?
That was, I think, the 12th. It was about the 12th.
That was the 12th?
Yeah.
Oh, so then, right, because then it sucked the wind out of the whole stadium, and then right away.
And then the 13th, Maharis decided then they score two. Give up the farm.
Yeah. Jose Maharis comes in. Actually, okay. I don't feel so bad saying Jose instead of Jose, because at least I didn't put Dunning in front of Buster Posey on a double switch. So I didn't make the biggest bonehead move of the day. So we went into the Bochy press conference.
He looked grumpy.
And he walked in and immediately went,
like, yeah. It was right when I walked in, and it was like 2 feet from him. Like, whoa.
And then he sat down and went, like, it was like, I'm not done yet. I've got some more of these going.
Just like right there in front of him. And he's,
I was the last one in, and he was sitting down. I think made eye contact. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I didn't do anything. I was sitting right there.
It's that torture cast.
This goddamn guy. His lateness.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to stir the hornet's nest, but you did get in the last question.
That was a good one. Well, I was really hoping that someone else was going to bring that up, because I think me, you, and Scott Ryman of KMBR were sitting there and we're going, well, we want to know what happened with the double switch, but we're not going to ask that.
Right. Heck no.
You knew somebody was going to ask.
Well, but people skirted it for a good little while, and then finally, I can't remember who came forward.
You know, everyone wanted to ask, but that's true. Nobody really wanted to
Everybody,
ask.
Like, did the thing where they were like, I'll be polite enough to ask about how good Perez did.
Yeah. How was the weather out there tonight?
Yeah. But then it came out.
Not seeing him.
So he messed up. He basically said the wrong names in the wrong order. And now once he did that, he was stuck.
He couldn't take it back, and he knew he messed up.
And he knew he messed up. And so then I asked, because there was a scenario where they could have had bases loaded, two outs, still been down by two, and Dunning, who's never had an at-bat in the major leagues.
Who was a reliever in Fresno.
Who just had his major league debut yesterday.
Right.
Would have had to hit in a game we were down with bases loaded, two outs.
In the 13th.
So I asked him what would happen there, and he surprised. I didn't think he was going to say the Scudero was going to be.
No, that was a nugget you got there. That was
actually
nice.
That's surprising, because I mean, you know, we know that he's been swinging, but it doesn't seem like he's been swinging effectively.
Yeah,
right
and
now.
We saw him before the game in the little underground batting cage. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think none of us assumed that he was actually available to play, because we went 13 innings, we ran out of bench players, and he never came in the game. So, obviously.
I don't think anybody expected him to, because, you know, in the back of your head you go day to day, but all of a sudden you look up and it's the 13th inning. Like, I feel like that's a situation where you change your mind.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, do you really want to bring him in at that point, you know?
So, Jen, what would you have done?
Gosh.
So over Jake Dunning.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
You would have punched me in the face?
Yes.
How is that going to win ball games?
So here's how the scenario works. It's two outs. The bases are loaded. It is the bottom of the 13th inning. Jake Dunning is at the plate. Bochy sends out Marco Scudero, puts Chad Gaudin in the bullpen, prepares for an awesome series of switches, and then Jen punches you in the face.
And to cap it all off, punches
happens,
me in the face.
You know what happens is you never forget this game.
Yeah. And, well, if we win...
Also, the bases are loaded with two outs and Jake Dunning is...
Jen, you always have a backup plan. I'm really glad to know this.
Well, do you have a backup nose is my question, because that would not have been fun
She punches
you.
Hard, I can tell.
I would.
Oh, my.
3-year-olds?
Whoa! Whoa!
I don't.
Chad, you sound like you're
yeah, can we just disclaimer, Jen never punches 3-year-olds ever.
No, I have a 3-year-old I've been wanting to punch.
Okay.
I've been pulling
Chad
out,
also, so disclaimer, never punches 3-year-olds.
Tomorrow, maybe. Some of them.
Yeah, so Jen doesn't have to work tomorrow. I do. Chad, what about you? Do you work tomorrow?
I gotta work tomorrow.
Ben?
Whatever. No, I've got tomorrow off.
What?
I'm really excited about this.
You too.
Yeah,
this side of the table sucks.
No one can see
who's on which side of the table.
Right? You guys both clearly realized that it was going to be a 5-hour, 13-inning game and planned accordingly.
Night, so
oh, okay.
I'll be there.
You know it's going 15 tomorrow, right? Yeah, so one of my tweets was I went to a Giants game and an A's game broke out because we know the A's have been, what was it, 18 innings the other day?
19. The A's and Angels, I think, went 19 innings.
See, I don't want to be an A's fan.
But Brandon Moss pied himself in the face, man. I can't get over that.
You can't pie yourself.
He pied himself?
Oh, he did.
Where was Kogo Crisp?
It's Josh Reddick hands him a pie. He pies himself in the face. Josh Reddick pies him in the face, and then somebody else dumps Gatorade on him.
That seems like cheating.
Well, after 19 innings, you don't really, like, you know you're going to get the pie. You're just like, he actually looked up at the mic, at the camera and said, excuse me. There's a gift somewhere.
Okay.
It was a good visual.
Now I hate the A's even more.
You're not crowd
doing
today
it right.
Once I got to the 13th inning.
Yeah, that's true.
There's 10,000 people here.
Yeah, it was weird.
Although they were surprisingly, they were still pretty loud.
Still, though, more people than are at a Dodger game in the second. Mm. So we got that going for us.
Or the 8th.
Yeah, or the 8th. All right, let's just wrap this bad boy up. Because I don't even know how much battery time or recording time I have left on this thing. Should we just hate on somebody?
Do we have any
Will Venable.
Right now? We're going to end up hating on
we're all going to hate on Will Venable. Yeah. He comes in, he buys the whole bar around, and we're all like, yeah, we still hate you.
He's just going to walk in and punch you in the face.
No.
That's just going to be like, well.
My face is not doing so good tonight.
Your theoretical face is having a lot of problems.
Can we all just agree that we love Perez?
Hey, Juan Perez, he's a stud.
He's
beat out
in
that infield hit. He's playing great defense, and he was almost a hero tonight.
If you're going to go Perez, I got to go Crawford.
Crawford.
Crawford looked real good tonight.
But he had a lot of great defensive plays,
He didn't get to show off the way Perez did a couple times, but he, on defense...
I'm going to give love to Zito, too, while we're at it.
Yeah.
8 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. I think only 2 walks.
Season high.
Giants struck out 16.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Padres tonight.
But the Padres stranded 17.
Free brats for any of
18
the...
18 hits, right?
Well, remember, the arcade got free brats for anybody who was willing to stick out the entire game to actually go redeem.
Really? Like 7
coupon.
People out there.
So, like, so Safeway is just like...
good night for this.
Safeway is just like, sweet, we aren't losing a lot of money on this one, you know.
Jen, who's your new favorite guy?
My new favorite?
Hmm.
Oh, my God.
On the Giants. Not me. You can't say me.
We repeat
clearly, it's
so
never
awesome.
Going to be you.
Wait, favorite face punching target?
Yeah, what's the?
This is a segment we do. New favorite guy. You just pick a guy that did something cool that you like tonight. It's kind of like when
we,
you know, like
I mean,
the post game show.
We normally do it for a whole week, but this game took a whole week, so really we can just stick with this game. That'll work fine too. I was going to say, who forgot?
I love Brandon Belt. Had the first RBI of the night. He scored in the 12th or whatever that was.
True.
Perez.
He should have. Yeah.
He had some really nice picks at first base.
He did. He also had one bad one, though, too.
And one stolen base.
And he stole a base. By a lot, too.
It was
and that
only
led
the third of the
to the him
year.
Scoring.
That's right. It was a big play. That got the third run.
He doesn't steal that base. Maybe we don't get that run.
He doesn't steal that base. Maybe we have left a long time ago.
Maybe
we
steal that base. Maybe it's over in the night.
All right. Now, tweet at me, brah. We're just going to go. There's only one. The saving grace was I found a Twitter handle tonight, and everyone should go ahead and follow it. It's called SF Giants Boobs. And basically, I don't know who runs this thing, but they're a hero. They're an American hero.
For tonight, I still say we rename the segment Tweet Bra at Me.
All right. Tweet Bra at Me? Yeah. I think that's basically the gist of at SF Giants Boobs.
That's
pretty much what I can... You're not a fan?
Clearly, I'm using the term ironically.
Now, someone out there needs to start at SF Giants Balls.
No, because it'll just be, it's just going to be photos of Sandy Rosario in between pitches. Like, that's not...
Basically, the gist of this Twitter handle is girls wear Giants gear with some cleavage or something showing, and then tweet pictures, and then... this person retweets them.
You can't see it, but most of us are covering our eyes right now talking about this.
And that's pretty much what that is. So thank God I found
Willie
that.
Doesn't like it. Like Willie thinks it's
no a new favorite Twitter handle. It's great.
I mean, we had a whole rally boobs thing for a while. Why not a whole Twitter handle?
Ben, we've talked about this before. It's a scientific fact that women look better in Giants gear. This is proven by science. Yeah.
Why limit yourself? Everybody looks better.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Fine. Almost everybody.
You're right. I look damn sexy in my Giants gear. Thank you, Ben.
We have the same jacket.
I'm going to write Giants logos on my bare thighs and put them together and take a picture of
that.
I'm going home.
You don't already do that? It just took you, this long? All right. Why will we win it all?
So
Jen.
This is your first episode of...
Jen, why are the Giants going to win it all?
There's just been a lot of thighs, and I can't...
Can we make her go last? Let's just... It's all right.
No. If she goes first, there's less pressure, I think.
Why are they going to win it all?
Yeah. Why will the Giants win it all?
We look for optimism
this year.
In the most...
Yeah, we finish off every episode by talking about why we're going to win it all. That way we feel good about things.
Except last year when
we they're not playing their best, and they're only like a game and a half out of first place. And
that sounds like
that's like the answer every week, isn't it?
Yeah,
these days.
They're hanging in there. And the only team below them is the Dodgers, which is always really nice.
Always good. I'm all right with that.
Sure.
Clearly nobody wants to win the NL West. So.
I think beating the Dodgers means we won it all, doesn't it? Like that's kind of the definition.
Close, technically.
Yeah, it doesn't actually matter.
It's like Giants, Dodgers, and then like three placeholder teams.
Yeah,
right?
And then if we can beat the Cardinals or somebody else, then that's cool too. Yeah.
Basically.
Ben,
so, hey, straight into the wild card, right?
Ben, why will we win it all?
Well, that's a good question,
sir. Hard to think of a reason after this loss, is it not?
Really, though, why are we going to win it all? Well, there's the...
All right.
No, he's
there,
out.
You
he's
heard it first. You heard it here first. We need to create. We need to create better education, or what was it? What did she say?
I'm quoting a text message from my mother who just learned to text message on her iPhone. It actually said the.
Okay.
The.
That's like a senator tweeting and stuff. That's pretty good.
Yeah, your podcast is on Twitter, and I have to follow you.
Yeah.
I'm multitasking.
At TortureCast.
Jen, here from the beginning. Absolutely. Fan from day one.
Chad. Yeah, by the way, she's a guest on her show, doesn't even know that this is a thing.
It's a podcast.
Has never heard of this at all. Nope. Chad, why will we win it all?
Will Venable will miss that catch tomorrow night, and it will propel them on a 9-game winning streak, and... everything will take care of itself after that.
This breaks the pattern of win two, lose two that Scott was pointing out in the press box. It was just it was a little eerie, and now,
yeah, so now we lost three.
So we can go right back to
so now we win three.
So the pattern's over, though. Oh, are we? No, we're not talking like Fibonacci wins and losses.
You sure?
Next week, then we win four. Then yeah, we lose four, then we win five.
And then at the end, it looks like a snail. Yeah, that's how it works.
It's the golden circle of wins and losses streaks.
Sure. Like, okay. I'm going to say that we're going to win it all because during this period of time where half of our core players are injured, we're finding some diamonds in the rough, if you were. We're finding Perez. We're finding Dunning. Well, okay. But
he walked in a run.
Yeah.
Hey,
but
it wasn't his run.
No, it's true. That's true. But we're finding some guys who will help us down the stretch when it's time to go to 40-man rosters.
We're discovering depth where we kept joking we didn't have any.
Yeah, exactly.
So
we're discovering that we have a little more than we thought.
Sanchez can hit.
Yeah, sure.
Once.
Okay.
Once.
Did he get a hit?
He got a hit.
Yeah.
But
here's the thing. I'm just saying, when the injuries happen early before the All-Star break and these guys all come back, that's better than them all happening at the end of the year and we find these young guys who can actually play and they have a little bit of experience when we don't have to rely on them. Right now we have to rely on them and it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And this team looks really bizarre compared to what we thought we were going to have.
Kept up the roster going, who? Wait, no,
yeah.
No, I know who that, wait.
Yeah, so...
Do you really just want to see Perez in center and Blanco in left all the time? I just don't think I can watch Torres play left.
No. Yeah.
Not after the last series.
Well, he can't. I was hoping he'd when a ball's coming to right to him, he somehow can't stop that. And that's a problem.
That's
my dream. Yeah. Spherical object headed my way. What do I do?
If I do that when I'm.
Why is it on the ground?
When I do that. Just nobody gets hurt when Torres does that. Runners score.
I'll still punch you in the face.
And well, I get hurt. Jen punches me in the face.
Totally different.
All right, so there you go. That's why we're gonna win it all. And if you want to follow us, you could do so at TortureCast, just like Jen did. You can also follow us individually. Jen, what's your Twitter?
At Jen Cosgrove.
Really? Wow. Really?
Don't judge me.
Okay. I don't like people knowing my real name, that's all.
Maybe that's not my real name.
Well, it is her real name, and her address is...
I'm sure your birth certificate said Dills on it. Right.
And her social security number is... Ben is at Fried Duck. See? That's how you do it.
What? What does that even mean?
I'll explain it later.
He's Asian.
Right now,
it's something to do with being Asian, I think. Chad is at
dinner or something.
Chad is at ChadK21. I am at Willie Dills. Find us on Facebook and like it. Find us on Facebook and like the page. Go to our website, torturecast.com, and yes, that's it.
All right.
Boom. A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.